up tonight.
Boomer!
Anytime.
if they start to wane in the heat today, we'll be counting on you to deliver that.
Boomer!
You got it.
Texas!
Anytime.
Tennessee!
They got it.
I think every coach has got to define how he wants to do it, and I have a lot of respect for Ryan Day and how he's tried to do it. You know, for me, I always wanted to get every player in the organization to reach their full potential. So it wasn't so much about the outcome, it was what you had to do to make everybody better. But a big part of that was insulating the players from external factors, criticism, internet. I used to tell the players all the time, why do you care about what some guy puts on the internet who's a fat guy in his underwear living in his mother's basement?
Jeez!
Why do you care? Why does that mean anything to you? Why does that affect you in any way, shape, or form? We should be focused on what we control and what we can do. It's the same thing for the fans. I would tell the fans the same thing. If Ohio State wants to beat Michigan, they need to be positive about the coach and the players. There's nobody wants to beat them worse than the players and the coaches. That's number one. Number two, they have an opportunity to win the national championship. Everybody ought to be supporting the hell out of them so that they have the best opportunity to do it and quit all this negative bullshit.
See, what I love about that is you were doing fine for about the first 30 seconds, and then something
couldn't take it anymore.
Fuse.
This clip from The Pivot about Coach Saban is a great depiction of who he is. He's a football guy through and through.
I was in the bathroom at a Dolphin facility, and you walked in, and I saw you through the crack because I was in the store. And I knew it was you, and I said, I have to go out here. And I walked out, and I went to the sink, and I started washing my hand. I looked over, and I knew I had to say something to you. You're the head coach of the Dolphins. You're nicknamed Saban. And my first thought, but in all the meetings, you used to talk about Miss Terry. She brought cookies to the team.
Yeah.
And this is about 10 games into the season. I end up giving up a third down catch to the running back on the option route. And this is Wednesday at practice. And I'm washing my hands. I look over. I say, hey, coach, how's Miss Terry? And you looked at me and said, she'll be a lot better if you can cover her fucking back on third down.
That's right.
She wanted to win.
After getting to hang out with Saban every single week, dude is awesome. You can see why he was so successful. Miss Terry, too, like, yeah, she knows. Got to be able to get off the fucking field, bud. Life would be a lot better for all parties. We win there. That's the whole thing about families and coaches. It's like, they ride the of everything, right?
They say, hey, we're not going to, but hell yeah, they do.
Have to.
There's no way around it.
Miss Tina's awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, Coastal Carolina football team announced this just yesterday on the internet. Don't know how this works.
What's up, boss?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's the damage?
Free.
Free. Well, what about for this?
Free as well.
Free.
All of it free. You want some nachos?
Yeah.
Free too.
All free.
All free.
Free. What? Can I get 50 of these?
Yeah.
Free.
Free.
What about a drink?
All of it free.
Free.
Have two drinks.
Drinks?
Ooh. And
all
a hot
free?
Dog.
Yeah. Hot dogs free too?
All free. There you go.
Free.
Free.
Sweet.
That's right, Till Nation. This fall in Brooks Stadium, every fan, every game, always free. Free concessions, popcorn, nachos, hot dog, fountain drinks, and water for every fan this fall. Come out to Brooks Stadium, get your tickets now, and cheer on the Shots.
I don't know who you are, but you're going to see a visit from us. We're going to test this thing. There has to be some sort of limit. I mean, it's going to be tough to keep the homeless out of there.
Last year, we had no idea what this tournament was. Had a lot of confidence for no reason because we didn't know what we were signing up for. This year, we got a great squad. We got good vibes. We got good energy, and we got a lot of talent. I feel good about our chances. I feel like we win by 4 to 5 goals every game.
Getting physical. That's Porch, and it's laid back and stroked into the net by Reggett. And Concaper SC strike first blood in this round one game. Pat McAfee's team off and running in TST. Oh, there's more pressure on, and another opportunity for a second, and they found the back of the net from Stefan Mijanovic. Just a one goal needed for Concaper. Can they do it quickly? They can! Oh, what a way to start it all! Emmanuel Ledesma, it's a laser off the left foot, and Concaper take the victory by 3-1. They mean business.